Civic Democrat MP Jan Morava resigned on Tuesday after being exposed as being ready to use staged photos to blackmail a party rival. But the case has raised some serious questions. Can sting journalism be justified if it's used to illustrate some of the shadier practices of Czech politics? Or did the journalist in this case go too far? Jan Richter explores the moral implications.
In January this year, Vlastimil Tlustý, an MP for the ruling Civic Democrats, former finance minister and a critic of the party leadership, agreed to take part in a media sting operation to expose his party's top brass playing dirty to make him hold the party line. A tabloid television channel, TV Nova, manufactured a photo shoot of Mr. Tlustý and a blonde stunt and offered the photos to two senior party figures. They didn't take the bait, but another Civic Democrat MP, Jan Morava, did. After the report was aired on Sunday, Mr. Morava resigned, but the method used by TV Nova's reporter Janek Kroupa has left many wondering whether or not this was a legitimate journalistic work. American journalist Dina Spritzer, who is based in Prague, says there is a difference between observing news and actively creating it.
In the United States, the subject of undercover journalism is continuously under debate. And in fact, my initial response to the Tlustý affair was to say, you know, this is completely unethical because TV Nova was not an observer of a situation. It manufactured news. It created the news. And a journalist's job is to observe the news, even undercover.
Janek Kroupa, the reporter for TV Nova, argues that sting journalism is indeed justifiable if no other methods can be used.
I do think that this method is legitimate because we have seen in the past cases such as the journalist that went through security system on the airport. It was exactly the same situation when the journalist actually bribed the police officers to see if they will accept the bribe. That's one part of the story. The other part of the story is that we do not consider the photographs of Mr. Tlustý as a proof of anything wrong, except something mad in the minds of the people who accepted the photographs.
But deception as a tool can easily backfire on those who use it. Miloš Čermák is a columnist for the Reflex magazine and a media analyst.
There is always some level of deception, and this is risky because media, we journalists, we are in the business of pursuing truth, and it might create the question if it's legitimate, if it's not hypocrisy, that we are criticizing someone who is lying, who is deceiving someone else, and we are doing the same thing. So I think it's a very difficult question, and we have to be specific. And in this specific case, I think it was a little bit unethical. I'm not completely comfortable with the method which they used, and I don't think that they had to do it this way.
Reflex columnist Miloš Čermák speaking there to Jan Richter. Just a reminder that you're listening to Radio Prague, the English service of